very exciting time for our industry, which is an industry that's getting some traction now in the pharmaceutical area. And the possibility of creating at very low cost drugs for Ebola is an exciting opportunity for us all.
How did tobacco become so central as a possibility in finding a cure for a disease like Ebola?
Yeah, so it's important to know that the drugs for Ebola that have been made in tobacco are not natural products of tobacco. So the tobacco is actually being used as a little bioreactor. And we introduce the genes into the tobacco that make the drugs for Ebola. And this is really good technology because it can actually be done anywhere in the world because you do it in an indoor facility with lights and some water, a little heating or cooling, and then you've got your production facility.
And can you explain exactly the process?
So we grow a type of tobacco that's called Nicotinia benthamiana. It's a relation of smoking tobacco. And it's generally grown indoors for 6 weeks. And then at that 6 weeks period, we use what's called an agrobacterium. That's a type of bacteria that only infects plants. And in that agrobacteria, we've introduced the gene that makes the drug product. So what we do is we actually infect the tobacco with this bacteria containing the gene. And then over the course of the next week, the plant produces the drug of interest because you make the agrobacterium in such a way that it fools the plant into making the drug. And then at the end of that week, we harvest the plants at ground level, cut them up into small pieces, make them into a kind of smoothie, and then we purify the drug from that so it can be then injected into patients.
How advanced is the research into this?
With the outbreak at the moment in Africa, which is Ebola Zaire, is a particular strain. The drugs are still experimental, but they are actually being used in infected people. And the hope is that they will be able to be used prophylactically, which means as protection ahead of time for people going into areas of risk. So there are drugs for Ebola Zaire. There are vaccines, which are also in clinical testing. And our program is actually focused on a different strain. It's focused on Ebola Sudan, which is one of the other four strains. There are a total of five strains of Ebola. And, you know, we'd like to contribute to this effort by focusing on something that's perhaps for the future.
When do you think this drug would be actually available for the market?
I think the support of governments could bring the drugs we're working on into the market probably in about 3 to 4 years from now. We have other programs actually sort of a little ironically making cancer drugs in the tobacco with similar technology. And again, it's the same time frame we're looking at to actually have drugs on the market and available to patients.
Now, the irony here is that tobacco products have normally been linked with cancer, breast cancer being among them, lung cancer. How do you get people to see beyond the negative aspects of tobacco?
Yes, it's a good question. And when we produce a drug, we're actually purifying away all the components of the drug, so of the host tobacco system to make the purified drug. So we have to show with a lot of testing that the product we have has no residual containing materials from the tobacco. And what we hope is that people will see beyond the downside of tobacco and see this as a positive use of the crop and an alternative process that a farmer could become involved in.
Where exactly has this trial drug been tried and what has been its effectiveness?
Yeah, so our drugs are at the early stage, and they've been evaluated in the U.S. by the U.S. military. So we're taking drug candidates that have been developed by then. In the wider sense, the drugs that are currently being used were developed in Canada and the U.S. and have been tested in a number of studies in the U.S. in animal models and now beginning to be studied in patients in some of the African countries where the current outbreak is occurring.
For a country like Zimbabwe, a very big tobacco producer, how do they get in on something like this?
Yeah, I think the expertise that comes with the knowledge of actually growing tobacco is very important. And the facilities that we use are indoors. They have up to 20 layers of plants stacked on top of each other. So the total area is not that great. That's required. It might be 4 acres of ground, but with 20 layers, it's quite a significant number of growing area. So I think what would be needed would be a commitment to build a facility like that. I was recently looking at one in the States, which for the production of the tobacco and the purification of the drug cost around $20 million US. One of the unfortunate things here is the production of the tobacco part is very cheap. So that can be done with knowledge. But the actual purification of the molecules into a form at which they can be injected into people is quite complex. And so in some situations, what people do is they will grow the tobacco in one facility, and then you can move it to an existing drug production facility at another location, and that reduces the cost.